Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, June 21st. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 68 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is southeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.97, and the dew point is 63 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Well, bees are important as pollinators, but what happens when they decide to set up shop in your yard? Roxanne Stewart has the story.
Tim Urich of Tea Creek Bees and Honey got a call from Coach Light Village South in southwest Topeka Saturday. According to KSNT, Urich arrived to find a huge colony of bees in the hollow limb of a tree. He had to get help trimming the tree and then place a queen bee in his hives to encourage the swarm to move to it, which took a while. Urich said the most important thing if you encounter a swarm of bees is to call a professional to try and move the swarm before trying to destroy it, as bees, of course, are our friends. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Kansas Department of Transportation workers had to patch and repair pavement on eastbound Interstate 70 in Ellsworth County after the road buckled. I-70 was closed at mile marker 229 while crews made the repairs on Tuesday, and KDOT issued an alert to drivers to be on the lookout for more cracks and bumps as temperatures rise. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced on Tuesday that nearly $10 million has been awarded to 26 recipients for training and workforce development initiatives in high-demand and high-wage industries. Funding was made available through the Delivering Residents and Workforce, or DRAW, program, which was launched by the Department of Commerce earlier this year, and they reported that they received 50 applications with requests totaling $24 million. Tolan said as Kansas continues to attract transformative economic development projects, it's vital our state's talent pipeline receives the right training to build out the skill sets needed to enjoy successful careers in these targeted sectors. The DRAW program is laser-focused on the state's most critical positions. The funds were designated by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee, and approved by the State Finance Council to provide impactful capital projects that spur regional economic development in high-demand and high-wage industries such as healthcare, education, and technology-based businesses. And it is a priority for the legislature that these vacant, high-demand, high-wage jobs are filled by Kansans whenever possible, according to Senate President Ty Masterson. DRAW applications included investments in mobile workforce training providers, healthcare providers, education providers, technology-based businesses and employers, working with the blind, visually or hearing impaired, or people with disabilities. Additional applications were also accepted by those employers designated by the Kansas Department of Labor as hiring high-demand and high-wage positions, such as accountants, welders, sales managers, and computer system analysts. Recipients will use their funds towards construction of on-site training facilities and service expansions, third-party and vendor training costs on machinery and equipment used for training, salaries directly related to training, course development costs and services for development of in-house training, marketing, and communication and activities to attract talent from out of state. Awardees will have 2 years to complete their projects and utilize all the awarded funds. And locally, Valley Hope Association of Norton was awarded $181,908. For a list of draw grant recipients and more information about the program, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/draw. Day 3 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Combines are kicking into gear across a wider swath of central and eastern Kansas, and officially, the Kansas wheat harvest is now 8% complete. According to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service crop progress report for the week ending June 18th of 2023, winter wheat conditions were rated at 54% very poor to poor, 30% fair, and 16% excellent. The conditions echo farmer sentiments about persistent drought conditions tempered by selective, better-than-expected fields as harvest progresses. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest23, and you can also tag at KansasWheat on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your harvest stories and photos. Governor Kelly joined a group of governors in calling on Congress to protect and increase federal investment in child care in the upcoming fiscal year 2024 budget. Alongside governors from 9 states, they sent a letter to congressional leaders urging them to provide the resources child care centers need to stay open and retain workers. Governor Kelly said here in Kansas, they're working to make it possible for every Kansas family to find an affordable option for child care. However, they can't do it alone, and that's why she joined fellow governors in urging Congress to make critical investments to support families and grow the workforce. Congress supplied one-time funding to aid child care during the pandemic, but the need for child care funding remains as important as ever. In Kansas, a lack of child care options hurts economic and workforce development, as 6% of Kansans who don't work say it's because they cannot find affordable child care. According to a recent report, the average cost for a toddler in center-based child care in Kansas costs the median two-parent household 8% of its income and the median one-parent household 26% of its income. Kansas has invested in child care as a vital component of workforce and economic development success. In 2022, Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2237, which is a bipartisan bill that expands child care tax credits that provide child care to employees, and announced $53 million in appreciation bonuses for eligible child care staff at licensed facilities. In Nebraska news, a Beaver City man charged with passing counterfeit bills was also caught with stolen checkbooks in his possession, and he took a plea deal. According to Buffalo County court records, 24-year-old Zachary Balsimo pled no contest last Friday to 2 counts of first-degree forgery and 1 count of possession of methamphetamine. In exchange for his plea, prosecutors dismissed 2 additional charges of first-degree forgery, 2 additional counts of attempted first-degree forgery, and 1 additional count of criminal possession of financial transaction devices. At around 6:15 p.m. on February 7th, Kearney police pulled over a vehicle in the 200 block of West 31st Street due to it having expired registration stickers, and Balsimo was contacted as a passenger in the vehicle. He was then arrested on a warrant related to the counterfeit bills in Holdridge. Kearney police located a backpack near where Balsimo was seated, which contained a glass pipe, methamphetamine, counterfeit $100 bills, and checkbooks belonging to a Myrna woman, and one of the checks was written for $200 to Balsimo. When Kearney police contacted the Myrna woman, she told them her checkbooks were stolen from her home on February 3rd, and she reported this to the Custer County Sheriff's Office. She added that she did not know Balsimo. Court records say that Balsimo is set to be sentenced in Buffalo County District Court at 2:30 p.m. on August 15th. Balsimo also faces 2 counts of first-degree forgery in Phelps County, and this case was bound over to District Court on May 25th. The court records do not list his next court date. The U.S. Attorney's Office reported that a Hastings man will spend over 3 decades in prison for making child pornography. 42-year-old Joshua Sund was sentenced on Tuesday to 33 years and 4 months in prison for 2 counts of producing child pornography, and District Judge John M. Girard also ordered Sund to pay $3,000 to victims of child pornography crimes. An investigation began on November 3rd of 2021 when a concerned individual called the Hastings Police Department after he bought a laptop from Sund. On the laptop, the caller found videos that appeared to show Sund sexually assaulting a minor. After getting a warrant, authorities searched the laptop and found 7 pornographic videos of Sund and a minor. Once he's released from prison, Sund will spend 10 years on supervised release, as there's no parole in the federal system. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Members of the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission have been hard at work examining several staff recommendations related to complex natural resource challenges, from increased hunting pressure during the Sunflower State's waterfowl seasons to declining numbers of wild turkeys nationwide. Staff from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks are working diligently to present commissioners with the best available science so that informed decisions may be made. Two important items to be voted on when the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commissioners meet tomorrow, Thursday, June 22nd at noon, include whether Kansas should initiate a lottery draw for non-resident turkey hunters and whether baiting wildlife should be prohibited on department lands and waters, including private lands leased by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. The Commission's June 22nd hybrid format public meeting will be streamed from Acorns Resort in Milford, and the public is welcomed and encouraged to participate in person or virtually via Zoom. Virtual participants can access login instructions or watch live video and audio stream of the meeting by visiting ksoutdoors.com and follow the links. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place on August 17th at Pittsburgh State University's Bicknell Center VIP Room in Pittsburgh. A reconstruction project on a portion of U.S. 36 in Phillipsburg is expected to begin today, Wednesday, June 21st. The project will involve the removal and replacement of the pavement on U.S. 36, or State Street, between 5th Street and 8th Street. The eastbound lanes will be constructed first, with traffic shifted head-to-head in the westbound lanes, and the construction of the westbound lanes will begin upon completion of the eastbound portion, and an 11-foot width restriction will be in effect for the duration of the project. This construction is expected to be completed in October, conditions permitting. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's City Connecting Link Improvement Program, which helps cities maintain, repair, and improve highway routes that are located within city limits. For more information, you can contact Phillipsburg Director of Public Works, Tim Driggs, at 785-543-5234. Or the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. With harvest season underway in parts of the state, the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour. Farm equipment is often wider than other vehicles and is sometimes wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when traveling near an implement on the road. Extra caution should also be practiced on all roads, but especially on the busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. It's important to share the road safely for the sake of the farmers out working and for the motoring public. Some tips to keep in mind when sharing Kansas roads with farmers include to not assume the farmer knows you're there, pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it does not mean it's turning right or allowing you to pass, as due to the size of some farm equipment, the farmer must execute wide left turns. So you need to allow it plenty of room and time to turn and be alert to see if there might be a driveway or field they may be turning into. Be patient. Think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed. And pay attention. When you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. Nearly 4,000 Kansas State University students have earned semester honors for their academic performance in the spring 2023 semester. Students earning a grade point average for the semester of 3.75 or above on at least 12 graded credit hours receive semester honors along with commendations from their deans, and the honors are also recorded on their permanent academic records. Area students who earned semester honors for the spring 2023 semester from Kansas State University locally include Indicator County from Jennings, Anna Carter, and Luke Wallmeyer, From Norcator, Drew Kaysen, and from Oberlin, Aaron May, Isabel Graffel, Reese Graffel, Logan Hayward, and Parker O'Toole. In Graham County, from Hill City, Michael Blanks and Brody McDowell. In Phillips County, from Glade, Kagan Keaton. From Logan, Matthew Kirkendall. And from Phillipsburg, Ashlyn Kennedy, Ethan Leidig, and Haley Teen. And from Norton County, from Almena, Brendan Sammons and Bailey Sides. From Lenora, Sarah David. And from Norton, Marissa Christensen. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 80 and an east wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 a.m. It should be partly cloudy with a low around 64 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 83. And on Thursday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low around 62. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast, on Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 86. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 92. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 87. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 87. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 92. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 68 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is southeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.97, and the dew point is 63 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Cruise on over to United Northwest Federal Credit Union and check out our great auto loan rates. June 1st through the 30th, get as low as 5% APR on a 2018 and newer auto loan for up to 60 months. Terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. While you're here, ask us about our birthday skip-a-pay. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals have knotted up their series with the Detroit Tigers as they took Game 2 1-0 on Tuesday night. Daniel Lynch got the start for the Royals and turned in one of the best outings of his young career. Lynch went 7 innings against the Tigers, allowing 0 runs on just 1 hit as he earned his first win of the season. Lynch also threw just 78 pitches in his 7 innings of work, becoming the first Royal to record 7 shutout innings in a start on 78 pitches or fewer. Roldis Chapman and Scott Barlow finished the final 20s for the Royals, with Barlow earning his 8th save of the season. Offensively, the Royals did just enough despite having numerous chances in the game. The Royals scored their only run in the 6th inning on an RBI double from Matt Beattie, but overall the Royals left 8 men on base and were 2 for 10 with runners in scoring position. The Royals will now go for the series win this afternoon in Detroit, which will be their first since taking 2-3 for the San Diego Padres a month ago. Brady Singer will take the mound for the Royals. He'll be posed by Matthew Boyd for Detroit. First pitch is set for 12:10 p.m. KIN Sports, Fulton Castor.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We start off with your weather forecast.
This morning, a severe thunderstorm watch was issued across parts of central Kansas, that until 11 a.m. That includes Russell, Great Bend, Ellsworth, Hutchinson, Kingman, Medicine Lodge, and Anthony. We think these storms will gradually wind down during the morning. As they do, they'll leave behind some cloud cover, and that may affect temperatures as we welcome the first day of summer here this morning. Rain chances likely increasing today across northwest Kansas. One of the reasons a flood watch has been issued there, our high will be in the low 80s. Storms tonight are low in the low 60s. In north central Kansas, showers and a few thunderstorms are high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low 65. And in northeastern Kansas, sunny and dry with a high in the low 90s. A few thunderstorms possible this afternoon in southwestern Kansas with a high near 90. South central Kansas, hot and humid today. A few thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low 68. And in southeastern Kansas, partly cloudy, warm and dry today with a high in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. We've had double-digit gains across the grains complex in the overnight session. July corn up 13 and 3 quarters at 657 and a half. September up 17 at 610 a bushel. December up 17, 614 and a half. July beans up 19 and a quarter at 1496 and a half. August up 20 at 1428 and a quarter. November up 16 and a quarter at 1359. The Kansas City wheat complex, July up 16 at 852. September up 16, 850 and a half. Chicago wheat, July up 14 and 3 quarters at 710 and a half. September at 15 and a quarter at 724. Dow futures are down 16 points at 34,340. NASDAQ futures down 23 at 15,233. Dollar index up 3 cents at 102.57. Crude oil down 4 cents a barrel at 71.15. Gold and silver both lower. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering Wheat Streak Mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your